In another courtroom this week, in Colorado, Los Angeles Lakers basketball star Kobe Bryant faces a judge to determine whether he should stand trial on sexual assault charges. The celebrity case raises questions about defense methods in sexual assault cases and about the rape shield laws designed to protect the privacy of alleged victims. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
As one criminal law weblog puts it, this case has gotten ugly very fast. At the preliminary hearing in Eagle, Colorado last week, a detective told of his interview with the 19-year-old resort hotel worker who said Bryant forced himself on her at the hotel last June. Bryant says the woman consented to have sex with him. Prosecutors showed the judge photographs they said depicted vaginal tears and a bruise on the woman's jaw, and they offered hearsay testimony of a nurse who had examined the woman. The nurse said the injuries were not consistent with someone who had consented to sex. Larry Posner is a Colorado criminal defense attorney.
That is what opened up the door for the defense to say, wait a minute, couldn't these be due to consensual intercourse with three different men in 3 days? That is completely legitimate inquiry and is only in response to what the prosecutors did.
But advocates of rape victims are furious. Bryant's lawyer, Pamela Mackey, flouted a judge's order by mentioning the accuser's name in court several times. And she appeared to be flouting Colorado's rape shield law. The law requires lawyers to get a judge's permission to mention an accuser's previous sexual conduct to ensure it's reliable and relevant to the case. Larry Posner says Bryant's lawyer was only doing her job by raising the possibility the woman's injuries could have been caused by consensual sex before the incident with Bryant.
People are stretching this into more than it was. It was not a generalized inquiry into who the complaining witnesses had sex with. It was a direct and pinpoint response to the prosecution's assertion that these injuries had to be caused by Kobe Bryant and had to be due to non-consensual intercourse.
Bryant's lawyer, Pamela Mackey, isn't talking to reporters, but Wendy Murphy is. She's a former prosecutor who handles sex crime cases. Murphy says what Bryant's lawyer did amounted to making things up.
It is no more fair for what she did in this case, literally making up evidence implicit in a question, than asking that old question that we all know is improper, when did you stop beating your wife? Implicit in that question is that you started beating your wife.
Murphy says the principles protecting the privacy of alleged rape victims are as deeply rooted in the Constitution as defendants' rights are.
One of the reasons we require attorneys to ask permission from the judge before asking a question that invades sexual privacy is because you can't unring the bell. And once you make that statement, you have caused humiliation, embarrassment, and harm that you can't fix. People are now of the opinion, right or wrong, that this victim had sex with three guys in 3 days and that one of her consensual sex partners caused her vaginal injuries.
Murphy believes that was the defense's strategy, to take the public's mind off Kobe Bryant and on to his accuser. But Larry Posner says in this case, Kobe Bryant's lawyers have to be able to pursue the issue of the accuser's sexual conduct to defend him.
You can't try a man with his hands tied behind his back.
And he says if this case goes to trial, Bryant's lawyers will continue to pursue it as aggressively as they have so far. Libby Lewis, NPR News.